Hey, Fiammessa. Where did you leave your cape? You'll get sick in this cold.
Clara, you worry too much about me. I am no longer a child. We work together now.
It's true. But if I don't worry about you, my friend, who should I ever care for? How is your Robin?
Seepy, I hid him in the palace. I hope that Sir Bruisen doesn't find it or he'll set him free.
Wouldn't that be better? Do you want to keep him in captivity?
But he is fine with me. We understand each other perfectly. He always chirps his projects to me.
That's right. You're the one who talks to animals.
No, they are the ones that talk to me.
I was thinking of the blue dress your mother had.
Yes, it was her most beautiful dress. She died when I was 6. My father suffered her loss so much that he fell very sick. His skin would shrivel up, and no one could get close to him. At night he would go out to seek the advice of a man of science that nobody, and I say nobody, had ever seen. They say that my father killed himself, but I am sure that it was that man who killed him. Fortunately, Sir Bruisen took me in.
What did they steal?
A canvas. A precious canvas. Amalia says that none of the locks have been forced open. God knows how they went inside, vultures! With the war at our doorsteps! If they were ghosts, they would go through doors and tonight they would come back for us. Oh, Clara, I will never sleep again.
Oh, don't be stupid. You'll have other reasons to lay awake, dear Fiammetta. Look here what I've found in the meat for the dogs.
I've seen them behind the Gualtierotti house. It is Maria who grows them.
And how do you know?
She commissioned me to make a decoction to whiten her hands. Why would she want to whiten her hands?
Perhaps they are blood red, like the berries.
Anyhow, she gave me a recipe for the decoction, with a list of all the ingredients on it. But I can't read.
Neither can I, but I'll take care of it anyway.
Well then, if you have the nerve to ask anyone, here's the first ingredient.
What happened this morning at Della Signoria Square? They burnt a man, didn't they?
Yes, Clara. A heretic. The Inquisition flings the door open and enters into his house. They tie him up while the priest recites the laws of the church. He screams and fights back all the way to the piazza. And there he is. They set fire. They put him right in the middle of it. And then, a rip, they tear off all of his clothes. And you should have been there, Clara. People were getting agitated because the devil has the body covered in sores. Rip, disgusting, a pool of blood. And the priest, let the body of Satan be seen by everyone. The body of Satan, he said. Frightening, truly frightening.
The Lanzichenecchi
are deployed in front of Florence's walls, with their cannons aimed at our heads. I know, Clara. Osvaldo down at the walls told me. Have faith, we'll make it.
You were always so hopeful. Paolo enlisted in the city militia. He swore to me that he would come back unharmed. But what are his promises good for? I hope we really make it.
Oh, don't think about it. If the city should fall, I promise you that we'll escape together. And we would go someplace where everyone would respect us. We would be passed off as gentlewomen. Imagine that, Clara. And you could be a painter and I could... What was that?
You daydream too much, my friend. A kiss.
To you.